divine descendants of the great family Brahmakosh Nayan. According to the prayer of Satya, we all wish that we follow that speaker, the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, dear brothers and sisters in Islam, everybody sees you are the right side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have every kind of nation, every kind of religion, they can say to you, we are the straight path, we are the right religion. And even among different groups in Islam, we follow this. Because sometimes they have different information, they say, we got our way, you got your way. The thing is, what I am a proposition for, like, light us about what is the straight path of guidance for Muslims in North America to lead them to follow the straight path and not get an influence of them sometimes or sometimes evil like information who are spread around to destroy the human. So what about
that? I cannot speak on behalf of Ayana. I'm just a guest speaker here. I'm just a guest. So the man came all the way from Montreal, but he's, yeah, he cannot go all the way to the mic.
My question is that you mentioned that your friend said that one of the characteristics of the path is that it is easy. And I always thought that, you know, since the Prophet said that there will be a time when one who will stick to his religion will be like clutching on a hot coal, then how can you make these two things meet together, you know? Easiness and this, like it feels like it's hard to follow the straight path at the same time.
First of all, I did not, I don't believe, or at least I shouldn't have said, that Ibn Qayyim said it is easy, but I said it gets you to go in the quickest and fastest way. And then I added some points that it is consistent with our fitrah and so forth. It makes it easy, and this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as you mentioned, is an authentic hadith, but it is referring really to the fitna or the tests and the trials of this dunya that can make things difficult for someone yani to stick to the deen. But that doesn't imply at the same time though that the deen itself has become something difficult, or without a strong iman, the person will not be able to go past through those things yani with ease and with pleasure even and so forth. Yani, but along the way he will face some hardships, some harms to him, but this doesn't necessarily mean that if his iman is strong that he himself will feel yani that this is the deen that he cannot fulfill or something of that nature.
Hey, we have time for possibly one more question, if anyone has it.
Let's go back to the question that one of the sisters asked, and that was, what you think of follow? Do you think that there could be a difference there between what opinion to follow in terms of fiqh and what opinion to follow in terms of aqidah or belief? And because if I see myself and some of the brothers and or sisters, that we sometimes mix those two aspects. And it makes it, first of all, maybe sometimes confusing or difficult for the person to accept that yes, there could be different opinions, unless they know that, you know, there's part of aqidah and there's part of fiqh. So I don't know what you comment on this.
First of all, as is so often the case, you know, questions really are, or if someone were to give a proper and complete answer to this question, for example, that the sister asked, it would be another lecture. so I don't think, or could be even a series of lectures sometimes. I don't think that's what you want right here. So in responding to that question, I tried to give the basic and the most important starting point. Now, with respect to your question, however, at least it seems to me, I mean, the situation would be, should be, let me put it that way, should be quite a bit different. Because in matters of aqidah, the beliefs and so forth are something very clear and taken directly from the Quran and Sunnah. And there's no room really for ijtihad. And if there's something beyond what we know or what we understand or something beyond what the text stated, we leave it. So with respect to aqidah, it is much easier, and there should be much less of a problem for an individual to see what is correct. Now there's some issues of ta'wil or so forth that maybe need some clarification for some people. But matters of fiqh are a different issue completely, because matters of fiqh, you'll get into many things that may not have been dealt with directly by a text of the Quran and Sunnah. It's sometimes a matter of bringing different evidences together and seeing which one applies to the current situation. So that's where you're going to get much more difference of opinion. That's where you're going to find a case where it's much more difficult to determine what is the correct opinion. Because someone could invoke one hadith which seems to apply there. Somebody else could invoke a different hadith that also seems to apply, leads to a different conclusion. Somebody else might invoke a legal principle that leads to a third conclusion and so forth. However, if the matter of aqidah is approached correctly, these kind of difference of opinion should not exist. And I think in general, except for, as I said, in particular the matter of ta'wil and how to deal with that, that's where most of the problems here in the United States at least have arisen. Otherwise, as I said, those are things that should be clear from the Quran and Sunnah and should not lead to a great deal of difference of opinion.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh Jamal.